Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Painful projections.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead.
Out of work, but the bills are due.
Contact your creditors, work out something.
Outbreak on a military ship.
At this point in time, we're trying to make sure that we contain the virus.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in Washington with the CBS World News Roundup. The projection from the White House is scary about the number of likely coronavirus deaths, even if we follow social distancing and stay-at-home directives. That means the pandemic death toll could end up being 60 times what it is now. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
No longer making comparisons to the seasonal flu or talking about reopening parts of the country by Easter, the president now acknowledges the grim projections.
We lose more here potentially than you lose in world wars.
A range of 100,000 to 240,000 deaths under the current social distancing guidelines. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hopeful that the projection is overly pessimistic, but he says it will only be so if people remain isolated.
It's inconvenient from a societal standpoint, from an economic standpoint, to go through this. But this is going to be the answer to our problems.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
900 virus deaths in the U.S. yesterday, a third of them in New York. CBS's Mola Lenghi is in New York City, where mobile tents and a Navy ship are just some of the symbols of the medical fight of a lifetime.
The grim ritual of bodies moved into makeshift morgues is a stark reminder of COVID-19's toll on the nation's largest city. Family nurse practitioner Shelley Kelly came to New York from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to volunteer.
Ventilators are a crucial item in this response, and hospital systems here in New York City especially are overwhelmed.
Nearly 400 Boston healthcare workers testing positive for COVID-19. Daniela Lamas is a critical care physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, where more than 100 have been infected.
By being healthcare workers, we're not actually able to do what's being recommended to the rest of the country, which is stay at home.
Doctors and nurses all over the country are facing something they've never encountered before, and they fear for their own lives. Dr. Scott Samlin on Chicago's West Side started a GoFundMe page to raise money for protective equipment.
So I've been an ER doctor for 16 years. I've been through like SARS and the Ebola scare. This is the most scared I've ever been being an ER doctor. And it's not just because of me. It's because I have a wife and a two-year-old and a one-year-old at home. I don't want to expose them. So it's hard when I go home and have to distance myself from my kids, sometimes my wife. With the traumas and the gunshots, I know it's okay, but I leave it at work. But this I can't.
Now to California, CBS's Anna Werner in Sacramento says there is concern, even though early social distancing may keep case numbers down.
Statewide, nurses are protesting a serious shortage of protective gear. There aren't enough ventilators, and the governor worries about something harder to fix.
I worry most, to be candid with you, about fatigue. I worry that people say, you know what, we got this. Let's have that birthday party, and let's mix some of the extended cousins together. If we do that too soon, we're in trouble.
You talked about a parachute.
It's the equivalent to, quite literally, being in a parachute and cutting the cord before you land.
It's the first of the month, and for millions of us, that means major bills are due, the rent, the mortgage, other payments too. CBS's Mark Strassman says for people who've suddenly been thrust out of work, there are decisions to be made.
In Lithonia, Georgia, Stephanie Murray owes $500 in rent, but lost her administrative job 2 weeks ago.
Can you pay it?
No.
What happens if you lose that apartment?
We don't have a place to stay.
Millions of Americans living paycheck to paycheck now face bills without one. retail giants hemorrhage jobs this week. At least 26 states and the District of Columbia have imposed a temporary pause on evictions or foreclosures for some or all residents.
I rely on the rent heavily to make it.
Sherry Hearn owns a 6-unit apartment building in Denver. Her tenants can't pay their rent, so she can't pay her mortgage.
I'm in the same position they are. Of course I'm going to give them a break.
There's a growing movement called rent strike. Don't pay it.
We are not trying to go after the small landlords who are...
Organizer Brennan Stultz wants mortgages put on pause so landlords can help renters.
We're asking for a 3-month rent cancellation.
Well, dozens of crew members are sick aboard an aircraft carrier docked in Guam. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us there are calls for an evacuation.
The captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt says in a letter to Navy commanders that due to close quarters, sailors can't be isolated. The spread of the disease is ongoing and accelerating. The Marines are sending in additional medical personnel, and more testing kits are arriving. Cleaning the carrier, according to the Pacific Fleet Commander, will be difficult. It has 2 nuclear reactors and aircraft still on board.
The U.S. Coast Guard is telling cruise ships registered in the Bahamas to seek help there first, even if they're owned by Miami-based companies. It's advising ships with more than 50 aboard that they may be sequestered indefinitely. A pandemic's bad enough, and then the ground starts shaking. It happened north of Boise, Idaho, a magnitude 6.5 earthquake. It was likely felt by some 2 million people in the region. No word on major damage or casualties. Heading into what may be the worst days of this crisis, what is the story with face masks? Should we be wearing them? Do medical professionals have enough? Here's CBS's Dean Reynolds.
Until now, masks were a way to block the sick from spreading the disease and as shields protecting medical professionals from catching it. The healthy have worn them randomly, if at all. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
If there are enough surgical masks to go around, enough for the health professionals and enough for everybody else, it's reasonable for people to wear them as a way of having some partial protection.
But some health officials say wearing a mask in public may give some people a false sense of security to forego other safety precautions. Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Chicago.
Today's the day T-Mobile and Sprint are expected to close on their $26.5 billion merger. A group of 16 banks is said to be involved to get the deal done. In Great Britain, the coronavirus threatens a $30 billion industry that brightens up a nation every spring.
TV gardener Alan Titchmarsh says the pandemic hit at the worst possible time for British growers and garden centers, just when they'd thrown all their capital into buying seasonal plants they now can't sell.
It's heartbreaking listening to these growers who are going to be put out of business simply because they can't move their stock.
He says it could take the industry years to recover, a loss to them and to the millions of Britons who live for their gardens. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, today's April 1st, Census Day, the date on the calendar used to reference where a person lives for the once-in-a-decade count. Field operations for the census have been shut down till the middle of the month at least, meaning no door-to-door visits. People are encouraged to fill out the census online. It takes just a few minutes. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.